with Nikki and DeMello. Nikki and DeMello. Thanks to the Mandra Forum. 97.3 Coast FM.
Too much sleep apparently can lead to heart problems. I just thought I'd put a warning out there.
Is that because you're so relaxed for so long?
Don't really know.
You don't need me right now.
Just give it up. You relax too much, so does your heart. No, I don't know. Studies found that researchers that look into deaths and diseases of the heart or blood vessels in the brain likely to affect people that have had more than 8 hours sleep a day compared to those who've slept between 6 and 8 hours.
So that's the magic window.
Yeah, there is a magical length. Co-author Professor Salim Yusuf from McMaster University.
Do you have to say it like that?
Yes, I must. From McMaster University.
Ah,
McMaster.
Excellent. I wonder if it has a drive-through section.
Can I get fries with that?
Canada says, so the general public should ensure they get about 6 to 8 hours of sleep a day. There you go. That's the takeaway from all of this.
Well, I'm definitely not in danger of getting too much sleep.
I was thinking that. We're pretty good on that front, and I guess so should anyone with kids.
Yeah.
You'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm. 97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Okay, I'm strapped in as instructed, Nikki.
Yes, strap in for the Golden Globes, everyone. The 2019 Golden Globe nominations were revealed yesterday afternoon with Vice, the Dick Cheney biopic starring Christian Bale, leading the pack with 6 nominations.
Wow.
Meanwhile, A Star is Born, Green Book and The Favourite racked up 5 nominations apiece, including acting nods for A Star is Born's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, of course, who also scored a nod for his directing of the film.
Wow.
The Freddie Mercury biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, was nominated for Best Drama and earned a nod for the lead actor Rami Malek. On the TV side of things, the limited series The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, did the best with 4 nods. Aussie nominees include Yvonne Strahovski for her role in Handmaid's Tale, Troy Sivan for his song that he made for Boy Erased,
nice,
and Nicole Kidman, who will compete against Lady Gaga, Melissa McCarthy, Glenn Close and Rosamund Pike for the Best Actress Award.
Nice.
The 76th Golden Globe Awards will air live from the Beverly Hilton on January 6th with Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh co-hosting the event.
Okay.
All right, moving on. James Corden and Jeff Goldblum have parodied Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video on his show on Wednesday. The Thank You Jeff song features a burn book owed to Goldblum's most iconic characters. This is hilarious. Corden's flicking through the book in his silk pajamas while Goldblum is dancing in the crowd like the mum in Mean Girls. It is so funny. Here's a little snippet from it.
If I saw him in the fly, but his face was grotesque. Independence from an alien mess, and in Thor Ragnarok, his performance was classic. But who could forget the hot doctor that he played in Jurassic? He taught me love, he taught me patience, he taught me pain. Jeff Goldblum's amazing.
That's so much. You've got to watch it as well. The footage is amazing.
I'm just imagining him in silk pajamas.
Yeah. Ariana Grande has also responded to the video tweeting, may I please, please for Christmas have the Thank You Jeff book for a friend, I promise. And finishing up with Jake Gyllenhaal, who's made his Instagram debut with a Spider-Man joke.
Okay.
So the actor posted a video of himself reading an issue of The Amazing Spider-Man with the caption, I just realised I'm not playing Spider-Man with this audio.
Whoa. What the f***?
John Hall will portray the villain Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home, which will hit cinemas in July next year.
It's Christmas and there's a lot of things that are kind of culminating at this point.
Yes, happening here in Mandra. So, of course, let's welcome Maryse Williams.
Hey! How you going, guys? Great to be with you.
Welcome back.
Countdown to Christmas, hey?
Oh. I know, which is why we're all in Christmas hats.
Yes, they're very cool hats.
Thank you. We've got one for you for it a bit.
Thank you.
We do like to get you involved in the fun, so we'll do that in a tick. Well, we've got some serious business to talk about. It's all been about Mandra Matters everywhere you go. Is there a time limit on when that wraps up?
Yeah, we're really stoked with the response that we've had. So the first phase of Mandra Matters finishes up next week.
Okay.
We've got phase 2 and phase 3. But in the first phase, we've had more than 3,000 people already involved. This is Mandra's biggest ever community engagement, and I'm so excited about how it's going. It's
That's awesome. So we've got the link on our website, coastlive.com.au. If you want to get involved, you've got 1 week left to submit your ideas.
Get involved. Tell us what you think about the future of the city. We want to hear from you. It's not just about, you know, things that we want to build. How do we want the place to feel? What are the things that are important to the people here? What matters?
It's interesting. A couple of the comments that we got back when we opened up the phones was, you know, they reckon that we need to talk about this as a family place, like as a family destination.
Yeah, like
and I
kids,
think there's a lot in
things
that.
Things to do as a family.
100% agree with that. And even with the foreshore redevelopment that we're already got underway, that's the focus on families. But interesting, only about 17% of the people that have responded are under 30. So we're saying to people, you know, we really want this to be a whole of community-led vision, and we want the people who are going to be raising families here and getting jobs here to be actively involved in the conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying today, if you've got young kids or you yourself are in that age bracket, can you just jump online, mandramatters.com.au, fill it out for us, let us know, because we need to have a really broad spectrum of people involved in this conversation.
Only take you 2 minutes.
2 minutes, that's it.
Now, it's very festive.
We are very festive. There's... My head is getting a bit hot, actually.
the irony about Christmas in Western Australia.
Yeah, of course. One of our listeners came down, flicked the lights on as part of the pageant.
Maddie.
How good was that? Maddie, yeah.
She was great,
wasn't I got to say,
she?
The two-year-old Maddie wasn't that interested in turning the lights on. She was not having the best of days.
I know her mum was very excited
about
that.
She was, yeah.
So that's
and luckily, because we had this, you know, this big switch, and I'm sure, you know, your listeners will understand maybe the switch wasn't quite connected to the actual lights. And I said to the staff, if we pull this switch down and the lights don't come on, I'm going to be devastated. But they came on, so it was really good. Yeah.
Perfect.
So that was just the start. What else can we look forward to?
Yeah, well, of course, the Christmas in Mandurah campaign that we've got out at the moment, it's really about over the next few years positioning Mandurah as the capital of Christmas in Western Australia. Already this year,
like
60 events kicking off this year. We had the Christmas pageant. Now we've got a whole lot of businesses and community groups doing heaps of stuff right across the city. Christmas in Mandurah is a big time because it's such a beautiful place to be.
Definitely.
Friends and family come down from Perth and all sorts of stuff. So you can check out the christmasinmandurah.com.au website and all the events that are happening over Christmas. There's something on basically every day until New Year's Eve. So
Does that make us the most festive part of the world?
Are we most festive?
Is that the aim? Can we do that?
Well, you know, I've got to say, because people already come here and have done, you know, for decades at Christmas time, this is about saying, actually, if we really promote this to the world, we can get more people in our businesses. We can have more people in our city having a good time over Christmas.
Yeah.
Being local, enjoying what Mandurah's got to offer, hopefully coming back into the future because they love the place. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of getting festive, are you up for some festivities?
Yes.
Okay.
With some hesitation.
We've got something planned for you next.
What a great.
The only clue is that it's Friday and we do something every Friday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with us on the coast.
Nikki and Demello's three things you need to know.
All right, let's list them off. First off, tomorrow is the day for Canine Dog Rescue in Nambilup's Open and Adoption Day.
Right.
So if you're looking to add to your family or maybe just want to make a donation, pop on in. But remember,
doggies aren't for Christmas.
That's not just
just for Christmas. Yeah. They can be for Christmas.
They're allowed to be part of Christmas. you've also got about a week left to post a letter to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get our mail to the big fella by December 14 to give him time to reply. Okay.
Yeah.
And there are some very excited folk around our office. And when I talk about them, I guess it's mostly Squinty.
I haven't seen them.
With word that Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's just
officially, officially launches in Mandurah next week. Although there has been what they call a soft launch. I think you've kind of been able to dig into it as of yesterday.
Okay, well, we've had this in Rockingham for quite a while now. So this is old.
Yes, here we go. But Mandurah is now a welcome. Yes, the rest is catching up. Okay, so there you go, Uber Eats.
So your favourite restaurant's delivered to your door.
Yes, correct. So feel free. Details, talk to Squinty on this afternoon.
Food. It's Freaky Food Friday.
Yes, certainly is. And we have someone special in studio for this particular one out.
Yes,
Mandurah Mayor. Reece Williams. Thank you for hanging around and being a sport.
Yeah, no worries. I look forward to it.
Very nervous.
It's become a tradition where we try people's suggestions for strange food combos.
Yeah, their favourite food combos that are a little bit weird.
And this one, weirdly enough, takes us right back to the start of when we started on the air.
So there has been
an article months ago.
So long ago.
It's going well, by the way. You guys are sounding great on air. Community love.
Well, thank you.
We're just going to record that and use it for our promo
We're not going to give you an easy thing to eat.
Just Dan. worth a try.
So we, a few months ago, we talked about new candy cane combos that have been released. There was mac and cheese.
Oh, there were some awful ones.
Clamdy canes.
A clamdy cane. Oh, and we didn't.
Delight.
Don't worry, we didn't track those down for you to try.
You're lucky. But we have decided to make our own candy cane flavour, an Australian version.
Yes.
And a Vegemite.
You don't get more Australian.
Candy cane.
Yeah. So.
So we've got a little jar of Vegemite here. We're going to open it up and we're all getting a candy cane, a mini candy cane. There's
we'll do this.
We'll do it together. We'll hold hands while we do it.
Okay. It's like some weird
Okay, we'll pop open the candy cane.
Pregnancy craving or something.
Oh, that if we hold hands, it's like we've joined a cult.
Just the initiation. Okay, so there you go. I'll just get my cords all wrapped around me. There we
okay,
go.
Okay, right.
So there you
so
go.
So this is our suggestion for a new Aussie Christmas staple.
Oh, and of course you got to
Oh, it's all over your fingers. It's a messy one. Jeez, look at that. Get her in there. All right, you're first. Ooh.
Yum.
The crunch and the
crunch. Mm, and there's mine.
Really good.
Is it? I was going to say, that face doesn't seem like it is that
it's
good.
It's a bit like you've got the sweet and then a little bit of savoury over the...
Oh.
You don't look quite sure.
Mm.
It's good, right?
You're okay with that?
That's not bad. Get it in.
Sorry to all those listeners that hate chewing in their ear. We're just chewing away.
It's actually quite nice.
It's good, right?
That tastes like petrol.
Do you often have petrol?
Don't answer.
No, it's not.
There was just a hint of sugar and
spice.
Everything nice.
And Vegemite.
Mm.
Wow. It's an Aussie.
Thank you guys.
It's a new Aussie tradition.
Yeah.
Thank you so
would you
much.
Do it again?
No.
Would you dip again? No, he's gone back for seconds. He's getting the bits off his fingers.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We've done it.
All right.
Thank you.
So what would you score it out of 10?
I'd give it a 6.
6? That's good.
I'm a generous
better
score,
than
though.
Halfway.
What about you?
Heard it from the mayor. I'd give it... I'd go 7.
Mm.
You know what? I think it might be my lowest. No.
Oh.
It's an Aussie tradition. Let's make it a 7.
Hey,
7.
Well, let's instigate this. We're going to market it.
All right.
Coast FM's.
Vegemite candy canes.
Yep. Look out for them in store next year.
Coming to a store near you.
Hey, guys. Massive Merry Christmas to you. I hope you have a good time.
Oh,
thanks,
Reese. You too.
Merry Christmas to you.